Chapter 15. The Pierce Household. After his escape, Clean Willie was taken to Pierce's house in Mayfair, where he spent several weeks in seclusion while his wounds healed. It is from his later testimony to the police that we learn first of the mysterious woman who was Pierce's mistress, and known to Willie as Miss Miriam. Willie was placed in an upstairs room, and the servants were told that he was a relative of Miss Miriam's who had been run down by a cab in New Bond Street. From time to time, Willie was tended by Miss Miriam. He said of her that she was well carried, a good figure, and well spoke, and she walked here and there, slow, never hurrying. This last sentiment was echoed by all the witnesses, who were impressed by the ethereal aspect of the young woman. Her eyes were said to be especially captivating, and her grace in movement was called dreamlike and phantasmagorical. Apparently this woman lived in the house with Pierce, although she was often gone during the day. Clean Willie was never very clear about her movements, and in any case he was often sedated with opium, which may also account for the ghostly qualities he saw in her. Willie recalled only one conversation with her. He asked, "Are you his canary, then?" Meaning, was she Pierce's accomplice in burglary? "Oh, no," she said, smiling. "I have no ear for music." From this he assumed she was not involved in Pierce's plans, although this was later shown to be wrong. She was an integral part of the plan, and was probably the first of the thieves to know Pierce's intentions. At the trial, there was considerable speculation about Miss Miriam and her origins. A good deal of evidence points to the conclusion that she was an actress. This would explain her ability to mimic various accents and manners of different social classes, her tendency to wear makeup in a day when no respectable woman would let cosmetics touch her flesh, and her open presence as Pierce's mistress. In those days, the dividing line between an actress and a prostitute was exceedingly fine, and actors were, by occupation, itinerant wanderers likely to have connections with criminals, or to be criminals themselves. Whatever the truth of her past, she seems to have been his mistress for several years. Pierce himself was rarely in the house, and on occasion he was gone overnight. Clean Willie recalled seeing him once or twice in the late afternoon, wearing riding clothes and smelling of horses, as if he had returned from an equestrian excursion. "I didn't know you were a horse fancier," Willie once said. "I'm not," Pierce replied shortly. "Hate the bloody beasts."